man. It's your girl. It's Yaya, man. And I'm here with another podcast. Today's podcast is entitled, Am I Enough? So, you know how we can not feel good about ourselves. You feel that you are being watched and judged, which increases your sense of not feeling good about who you are. This can become a vicious cycle in which you are constantly undervalued and shamed by both yourself and others. As an emotion, shame is a reflection that you believe yourself to be worthless, damaged, and no good. And when you feel shame on a regular basis, you begin to behave the way you believe others expect you to. And I came up with like 10 ways to end this self-harming pattern and stop saying I'm not good enough to yourself. So I came up with 10 ways, you know, because I felt like this. I felt like I wasn't good enough before. And, you know, like I always said in my podcast before, you got to write things down, write your affirmations down, write things, good things about yourself. Speak those things for yourself so they can manifest. So here's number one. Always connect rather than compare. So comparing yourself to others, whether it's a top model, a celebrity of some sort, your coworker, that's a dead end. When you compare yourself, you feel undervalued and less than. In order to connect with others, it is imperative that you first know your strengths and positive qualities. Take some time to take a good look at yourself. Look at your characteristics and your accomplishments that you may have made thus far. Connecting with others can come from something as simple as a smile, be kind without being submissive. Conversations is the touchstone of connection. You can actually get to know more about yourself through talking openly with others. The experience of intimacy comes from conversation. In fact, y'all know the word intimacy comes from the Latin word intimus, which means innermost. In order for a relationship to be intimate, there needs to be a sharing and disclosing of your innermost thoughts and feelings. Don't agree to things just so that you can avoid conflict and be accepted in a relationship. You can agree to disagree. Everyone has a right to their perspective and their own opinions, all right? Number two, have a dialogue with your inner critic. Your inner critic is made up of negative self-talk that you actually heard from childhood and have internalized. Some common judgments you hear from your inner critic might include, don't do that, or people won't like you and will be upset with you. You need to work harder. You're not smart enough. You're not lovable. It's time to have a dialogue with your inner critic. And there is no power struggling necessary. Remember that your inner critic thinks it's protecting you by keeping you safe and out of trouble. And its good intentions has good intentions, but it doesn't. Retrain your inner critic so it shifts into a coach that can challenge you without putting you down. Remember, if you don't think you're good enough, you are depriving yourself of opportunities because you don't think you're worthy. When you hear yourself making those negative judgments, capture yourself and change it up to a supportive, positive voice instead. Number three, choose self-empowering language. When you tell yourself that you should or have to do, be, or feel something, you are oppressing yourself. Instead, choose to do what you want to do. It's much more empowering, and you feel the freedom that your choice gives you. Number four, break the habit of idolizing your relationships. If things are going wrong and you feel like a failure, try shifting your perspective to see the whole picture. Get a reality check about what each of your responsibilities are. Consider how you may have to rewrite the rules so that you can stand up for yourself in your relationship. Don't let yourself be held back in a relationship that invalidates who you are. And definitely, don't let yourself be held back in a relationship that minimizes what you're capable of. Find a community and a partner that will support you for who you are, period. Number five, stop over-identifying with circumstances. You're more than your mistakes, you're more than your income and your body type. For example, if you fail a test, that doesn't mean you're a failure. If you're having a hard time finding a job, that doesn't mean you're a loser. So don't let these perceived roadblocks weigh on your feelings of self-worth. Number six, be authentic. Be authentic. I was reading this book, and it's called How to Raise Your Self-Esteem. And And the author says, the lies most devastating to our self-esteem are not so much the lies we tell as the lies we live. We live a lie when we misrepresent the reality of our experience or the truth of our being. The author basically is stating that when you choose to be someone you're not, you're doing it because you think the real you is unacceptable. Isn't that crazy? That is crazy. And then, like, he asks some questions in the book, and then he has, like, this exercise, and it's, like, a couple examples. So, first example is, like, the hard thing about being honest with myself about what I'm feeling is, and you have to fill in the blank. So, if you want to have an intimate connection with someone, being open and honest about your thoughts and feelings is necessary. Being yourself allows the other person to know you and appreciate who you truly are. If you withhold your feelings, your relationship cannot be close. Your hesitation at opening up creates a wall between you. Challenge yourself to say, I really need to talk about something. Remember who you are and express it to the world or to that person. Number 7, practice being present. Being in the present and giving your full attention to yourself and the other creates an optimum environment for your relationship to deepen. Be responsive, not reactive. Allow yourself to receive. A relationship is never all about one person and getting their approval. Let your relationships be about you, too. A close relationship with friends or boyfriend, girlfriend, with someone who truly cares about you actually strengthens your healthy sense of self and self-value. Number 8, identify your wants and needs. Needs are usually something that is important to us, whereas wants are our preferences and not quite as important as needs. Conflict arises when two people want two different things. If you don't feel good enough, you may not value yourself enough to see your wants as important. You may be confused and think that one of your needs is just as unimportant as your want. Then you may dismiss your need as not important enough. So you won't ask for what you need, and you will feel threatened to speak up for yourself because you fear the other will leave you. For real. Number 9, love and accept yourself. Unconditional love means you love yourself no matter what. It means you have unconditional worth. Love yourself without judgment. You are enough. You don't have to be superwoman. You don't have to be Superman and have to prove yourself and earn love from yourself or anyone else. You are not love for what you do. You are love for who you are. Having good personal boundaries is an effective way of loving and taking care of yourself. Stop seeking validation and approval from others. Be gentle and compassionate with yourself. Last but not least, number 10, practice self-care. When you feel good about who you are and you feel worthy, you naturally take better care of yourself. And self-nurturing is the best, biggest part of self-care. Take a close look at how you're living. Are you taking time for the things that bring you joy or others? Are you eating and moving and feeling healthy and energetic? Are you sleeping enough? If not, it's time to make some serious life changes. Like, make that change. You know what I'm saying? Finally, repeat this. I am enough. I have enough. I am worthy. Own yourself and own your power. And I'm ending with that. Again, I am enough. I have enough. I am worthy. Period.